Left. Left. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Two, three, four, hip.
All right, soldiers of Yahweh, this is your wake-up call. I'm Pastor Steve, and this is wake-up call for the 8th of June, 2017. And the title of today's show is You Reap What You Sow. That's an old saying. Many of us have heard it. I'm only really going to start out with one Bible verse, and I'm going to expand on that today. This is the book of Hosea, chapter 8, verse 7. For they sow the wind and reap the whirlwind. That's not the whole verse, but that's the beginning of it, and that's what I'm going to talk about today. Reaping what one sows. Okay, the concept is the sowing of seed, nominally. But it gets into the spiritual realm as we see the seeds of wrath being sown. What happens when you sow the seeds of wrath? What do you reap? What does Yahweh do to those that sow the seeds of wrath upon His chosen people Israel? How does He react to that? We see others sowing seed of lies and discord. The fake news people, okay, that are putting out anti-white propaganda, what's their crop going to be when it comes time to reap? Those that are doing physical violence to Yahweh's chosen people, true Israel, they are sowing seeds of physical violence and murder. What's going to be their harvest on the day of judgment? We see Israelites themselves, people that may not even know they're Israel, but yet they are. We see our own people, some of them, cooperating with the ones that are sowing these other seeds, willingly going in and aiding and abetting the evils. So they are sowing seeds of evil against their own people. What exactly are they going to reap for this? On that day of Yahweh, when Yeshua comes back to judge the earth in flaming fire with all His avenging angels. Pardon me, those who have deliberately, knowingly done evil, the thugs that oppress their own people for a paycheck. They wear uniforms, they have badges, they have weapons, and they abuse that power. We have seen lately police departments letting Muslims stone Christians and standing by and watching and threatening the Christians when they complain. Up in Dearborn, Michigan, we saw that on the video. I watched those white police officers let those of foreign extraction stone Christian people when the Christians had a permit and they were carrying signs talking about Jesus, etc., etc. Now, I know in Christian identity we don't use Jesus, we use Yeshua, but these were people that were standing up for the Christian basis for this country, which has been violently overthrown by our own supposed leaders. They are sowing seeds of destruction against this white Christian nation. What's their harvest going to be? What's their reward going to be on the day of the wrath of Yahweh to allow these aliens to stone the white Christians? This is going on all around us. Is it not? Don't you see it? Even in the fake news, and especially the fake news, you will see this going on, but they portray it as righteousness in these last days. It says in Scripture, in the last days, what is good will become evil, and as what is evil will become good, as in politically correct. What happens to the people that are sowing that crock of malarkey? I'm being polite. It's a Christian show. What's going to be their fate? What are they going to reap as a reward? Or what they think they will be rewarded with. It won't be a reward, it will be a consequence, will it not? Newton in his scientific thing, for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Is that not in Yahweh's grand plan? Whatever you reap, you will sow. You reap the whirlwind for sowing the wind. Well, the wind of change is coming about. We are seeing other people sowing the wind, and it is the wind of change because the remnant of Yahweh's chosen people is rising up. One here, one there, and they are sowing truth into that wind, and it's blowing all around the planet on the internet and with people rising up and protesting against what's going on to the Israelite people at the hands of those not of Israelite extraction. A little water there. When is this harvest coming? When is this reaping going to occur? Well, we don't know. Even Yeshua didn't tell us. He said it would be on Yahweh's time schedule. Only Yahweh knows that time. They say the harvest is many, but the workers are few. Well, what harvest is that? That's Yahweh's harvest. The seeds that Yahweh has sown, the good seeds. Now there will be a reaping of the good seeds. And amongst those good seeds are the tares, the darnel, the poisonous fruit, that the adversary has sown. And they will be reaped along with the wheat, which signifies Yahweh's chosen ones that call upon His name. The wheat is going to be taken into Yahweh's barn, and the tares are going to be bundled and burned. Ah, but then there are those of Israel who are not of Israel by choice. They don't want to obey Yahweh's laws, and they reap the seeds of lies, saying that Yahweh's law has been done away with, or that, oh, we just don't believe in all that old stuff. We have house payments and car payments to make, and these dissidents that are talking about all this biblical stuff, well, if the police beat them up, they are getting what they deserve. They're causing a disturbance in our world. Yes, they worship that world very much. They love the world. Pardon me, I had to cough. They are reaping or they will reap, rather, what they have sown. And what they have sown are the seeds of self-destruction. Because Yahweh has given everybody an out. Out from under the punishment for the sin. And that out, that way of life that was taught by Yeshua Messiah and the acceptance of Him as Messiah is the way to avoid that self-destruction. But no, they want to sow the seed of self-destruction in the name of political correctness. When the wrath of Yahweh comes down on that day of Yahweh, as described in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read that. I have a lot of new listeners that are just getting turned on to my shows. So I need to keep hitting this. If you've got it memorized, which I'm sure my steady listeners have, please forgive me. But we have to cater to the newbies. Okay? You solid Bible students out there that listen to my teachings and my preachings, bear with me. Verse 6 of chapter 1 of 2 Thessalonians. Since Elohim, that's God, okay? For you that don't know what Elohim is, that's the Hebrew for the divine being. For Elohim shall rightly repay with affliction those who afflict you. Well, those who sowed the seeds of affliction are going to reap the harvest of affliction upon themselves. Reap what you sow. Verse 7. And to give you who are afflicted rest with us when the Master Yeshua, that's Jesus, if you don't know who Yeshua is, that's the one that they call Jesus in the Judeo-Christian churches, when Master Yeshua is revealed from heaven with his mighty messengers. All right, mighty messengers. They call the messengers angels in the Judeo-Christian churches. They've made a nice term, angels, from angelos in the New Testament, in the Greek. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know Elohim and on those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah. Now, these are the people that sowed the seeds of disobedience. Those who do not obey the good news of our Master Yeshua Messiah, they sow disobedience. What are they going to reap? Vengeance of flaming fire. That's their crop that they're going to harvest. Verse 9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Master and from the esteem of his strength. Those who sowed the seeds of self-destruction will get this everlasting destruction. That's going to be their harvest. They're going to reap what they sowed. They sowed self-destruction, so they are going to reap that as their crop. That's what they're going to get. Verse 10, when he comes to be esteemed in his set-apart ones and to be admired among all those who believe in that day, because our witness to you was believed. All right, those of us that sow the seeds of the truth of the gospel of Yeshua Messiah, what will our harvest be? What's our crop? We sow the seeds of truth and of love for our Master and our God. What are we going to be rewarded with when we sow these things? If we sow love and truth and obedience, we're going to reap the reward of love in his truth because of our obedience. And our crop will be eternal life. Eternal life with our God. Not life as it is right now with all this wickedness and evil in this world. That's going to be done away with in Yahweh's grand plan timetable. Not ours. We need to be patient. We don't need to take up arms unnecessarily. There may very well be a time in the very near future when that has to happen for self-defense. We need to remember that all through Scripture, Yahweh has used us as his battle axe and weapons of war. He is bringing a divine army with him when Yeshua returns to this place. We are going to have to survive the coming full tribulation. We're in it now. It's getting bad. And it's going to get worse a lot quicker. We're seeing more and more violence, whether it's real violence or it's fake news violence, which is staged. The children of the adversary, our enemy from the book of Genesis, the seeds of Cain, the Nakash child, want to destroy us. They have always wanted to destroy us. When they mingled with the seeds of Edom, Edom had a great anger and hatred for Israel, and the mingling of the satanic seed line with the Edomites and the rest of the Canaanites, and when they all mixed together in that great racial soup of mongrels that resulted, they have an undying hatred for us, true Israel. They are sowing the seeds of destruction. But unbeknownst to them, but known to Yahweh, their crop is going to be destruction, all right, but it's going to be their own destruction. Yahweh said, "Touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm." Now, he was not speaking of the anointed one, Yeshua Messiah. He was speaking of the anointed people, Israel, his chosen people, above all the others on the earth. Now, that is very unpopular in the Judeo-Christian churches. They will not teach that. They want to teach universalism. They are sowing the seeds of apostasy in their churches. Okay. They are sowing the seed. What does it say about those churches that are unfaithful and teach lies in the book of Revelations? The resultant crop of the seeds that they are sowing now is the destruction of those churches. They are going to be destroyed. We are watching today what's happening. There's been a big video on the internet about Kenneth Copeland and all the money he has sucked from his congregation to have this gazillion dollars fortune that he's got, with a huge house and all these airplanes and private jets. The fastest commercial private jet available. He owns one of them. Lavish lifestyle. And he is, we teach the prosperity doctrine. He is having his reward of his ill-gotten gains right now. Preaching a social gospel. It's a Pentecostal. They accept everybody in their church in direct violation of Yahweh's commands. In Deuteronomy 23:2, it says, "Shall not come a Mamzer," number 4464, that is a mixed breed or a mongrel, "into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh." But these churches are teaching that everybody can come in, including Mamzers. They are sowing the seeds of lies. Lies, lies, lies. directly against the command of Yahweh, what's their harvest going to be? Well, those churches will be destroyed. Scripture says there's a special punishment for those who teach false doctrine to the children of Israel. Those who put in false doctrine and teach other men to break the commandments of Yahweh, they have a special punishment. That's going to be their harvest. When they stand in front of that throne of judgment on that last day, they are going to reap what they sowed. It doesn't look pleasant. We have all this disinformation being put out here by these fake news agencies. They've showed CNN staging phony protests for their agenda. They're lying. Straight out lies. Fake. We've seen videos here of police in England beating people up and intimidating people. We see that in America, excessive force all the time by law enforcement. Sowing the seeds of violence. They are teaching these men that it is acceptable for them to do that. They are appealing to the baser violent instincts of these men. And these men are of all races, including our own. Indeed, some of the worst are our own white people. The cops up in Dearborn, Michigan that watched the Muslims stone the Christians and then threatened the Christians. They were white. They were our kind. They were Israelites in apostasy, doing evil, supporting and suborning violence against white Christians. They're going to reap this harvest of destruction. That's what they have sown in their personal lives, in this world. And they're going to reap what they have sown. There's going to be violence and it's going to affect them. They're going to be subjected to this violence. What their fate will be, I do not know. I don't know. But it's not going to be good. Reap what you sow. As it says, reap and sow the wind, you reap the whirlwind, as in Hosea. We have to ask ourselves, what are we sowing in our lives as individual Israelites? What's our crop going to be when it comes in? We, above all people, those of us that are subjected to this persecution and even violence, we need to be patient. Yahweh will let us know when it is our time to rise. We must not be presumptive. We shall not presume to insert our will as superior to that of Yahweh. We're going to get a sign. Don't be impatient. Be patient instead, not impatient. Because when we are given that sign, our actions will be in the righteous light of Yahweh with His justification and protection along with it. Because we could not survive a violent encounter with the forces that be right now without Yahweh's blessing. But if we are patient and we wait for His harvest day, we will reap blessings and the enemy will reap cursings. Remember it said, blessed will be those that blessed you, and cursed will be those that curse you. Blessed will be your blessers, literally, and cursed will be your cursers. There's going to be that day. And oh, I know, it hasn't come yet. And we want it so badly. We want justice. We want the rule of Yeshua so badly, because that's where our hearts are. Our hearts are with Him. We love Him. We see what could be if all were obedient, if His law ruled and all these false laws that men have put upon us, the seeds of falsehood that they have sown as laws when they are not laws. They're anti-law. When they form mischief by a law, bringing in laws that approve of homosexuality, in direct violation of Yahweh's laws, what are they going to reap as their harvest? What are those men and women that mutilate their bodies in a sex change? What are they going to reap as their rewards? They have sown what? And they're going to reap what? You reap what you sow. What have they sown? They have sown abomination. And what is the punishment for abomination? The second death. And in many cases, if they're still alive when Yeshua comes, it'll be the first death too. The second coming is not going to be a peaceful occurrence. It's not going to be peaceful. It's going to be wrathful. The time of grace period, the time of forgiveness, will have ended. It's getting closer and closer because we are watching mankind's hearts becoming more and more hardened. The truth is being refused. Now, many of us are doing our best to preach the truth, but the stony ground and the dry desert stony ground of men's hearts has expanded. There is a drought of faith, a lacking. And the seeds, the good seeds that we are sowing of the truth of Yahweh and His laws and His Son's redemption that He brings to us, are falling on ever increasingly stony ground. They're not even taking a little bit of root. And oh, the adversary is in his heyday and he is just jumping up and down. We see the wicked prospering. Of course the wicked are prospering in this world where he is the prince and power of the air. He's not going to give them affliction because they are doing his bidding. They're already his. Why would he want to interfere with his own plans? They're going along down the merry path to hell in a handbasket with no resistance. No, he's going to put affliction on those of us that want to stand for righteousness and Yahweh's laws. We're the ones that he's going to attack. Physical, mental, and spiritual. If he can destroy your testimony, it will make him so very happy. That's what he wants more than anything else, is to negate the effect of your Christian testimony out in his world. Because this is his world right now, brothers and sisters. He's running the show. You can see that by the government agencies, with all these perverts being elected, liars, deceivers, sowers of discord, and they will reap discord. Because when things fall apart, it's going to go real fast. When it really breaks, those that are in power now and are gloating over it will have absolutely no protection from the destruction that they have sown. They will be victims of their own sowings. They won't be protected from the evil that they have planted so gleefully. They think they are above it now. But oh boy, have they been fooled, because the devil is the great deceiver, and he will lie to his own and destroy his own and laugh at them. Oh, what fools they were to follow me. Oh, he is just evil scum. And he's going to eat and destroy his own human scum that have followed him on this planet. They think he's going to be like Yahweh, forgiving and loving and kind. They forget that Adam kind was created to take his place as overseer and have dominion over this planet. And he has hated Adam kind and refused to worship those that were made in the image of Elohim because of jealousy and hatred. And he loves to destroy us. He loves to use us to destroy us. All the wars we have fought against our own people and the destruction of our civilization because of the lies of his children, his own children, that prompted and egged us on and financed all these wars we have fought. The children of the devil, as in John 8:44, the father is your father is the devil, and your father's works you do. Well, he isn't even going to save his own. Isn't going to save his own. He sacrifices them left and right. And even then, a lot of them don't see it. They're blind to it. Their DNA causes their actions. They can do nothing else because they are of that evil seed line. There are those that were born evil in this world. But they have the rest of the people blinded so they can't see it. But all that is coming down the final path here. We are seeing the changes, the cracks in their foundation beginning to form. They are becoming visible, and they are panicking. They're becoming completely unraveled. They are attacking Christian identity with a ferocity that has never been known. They are taking down websites. They are cutting this off. They are doing all their machinations, and we keep coming back stronger because Yahweh is blessing us for telling the truth. He will bless his own, unlike the adversary that will eat his own. The adversary is a mirror image of what Yahweh is. Where Yahweh is good, the adversary is evil. He tries to mimic and make believe and dupe people into believing he is a being of light when he is not. He is a great masquerader, and so are his children. The children, the physical seed line of the devil that originated with Cain when he seduced Eve, her first child. These creatures are in the world today. Their greatest strength is that people don't believe that there are two seed lines on this planet that are in opposition, that have been at war from time immemorial, from the beginning. And that is their greatest strength. We are taking that strength away from them by telling the truth and exposing the existence of that evil seed line. They hate Christian identity more than anything else in the world. We are the greatest threat to the seed line of the serpent race, the children of the devil that are outlined in John chapter 8, verse 44. The children whose father is the devil and their father's works they wish to do. And we are in direct opposition to that, fighting the fight with the whole armor of God on us and the sword of truth in our hands, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and we are winning. We are watching their empire crumble. We are watching them being exposed, and they are so twisted they even admit it. They brag on who they are and then say, oops. They brag on it. They have it in their own documents. And their evil Talmud that they teach is being exposed for what it is, a satanic document that they cannot refute. The protocols of the learned elders of Zion has reared its ugly head again, exposing their plans. And we are helping to promote that so people see what these creatures are. I don't call them men because they are not of Adam. They have decimated the world through their usury and their endless, mindless, senseless, vicious wars that they have got us into. Seeds of destruction. is what they have sown, and their harvest is going to be the final destruction on the day of judgment in front of that great throne. Because Yahshua will do the judging of men when he returns. He is the Father in the flesh. And he is coming back to do justice and judgment. And those of us who are his, pray for that day. We are joyous that he is coming back. Those that are not of him, fear it and revile it and teach against it and deny it and say, oh no, that's not the truth. That's a bunch of old fables out of that antiquated book. They even call the Bible a Jewish book, when it has absolutely nothing to do with the Jews. It only has to do with Israel. And Israel is not the Jews. They have sown that seed of lies. And now that's coming back on them, because people are seeing through those lies, and they are being rejected. Now there are those that are so far gone that will not admit the truth if it hits them in the head. They will deny and deny and deny. And those are the ones of Israel and the Judeo-Christian churches that are sowing the seeds of their own destruction. And destruction is what they will reap. They will be numbered among the goats instead of the sheep of Yahweh's pasture. The sheep that hear the voice of the Redeemer and answer his call, they're going to be left standing out without their lamp oil. They will have believed lies too long. And when the day of wrath comes and the grace period has ended, they will not be with us. They will not be numbered among the saints. They won't. And we try to tell them, and we warn them, and we warn them, and we warn them, because it is in our inherent nature to be loving and forgiving as our Father is loving and forgiving. We are of his holy seed line, and our Father's works we wish to do. We wish to do good. We wish to do righteousness. We wish to do justice. In direct mere opposition to the seed line of the evil one. We are sowing seeds of righteousness because it is inherent in our DNA. We can't help but be how we are, and they can't help to be what they are. Those in the middle ground of Israel that haven't made their decision yet or have gone over into the enemy camp, being deceived to think it is the side of light by the great masquerader, the Satan, he's laughing about their destruction, which he has caused. Oh, that's a real hoot to him. Look at all these stupid Adamites. I've got 'em. I've got them. I just give them a new Cadillac, and they're so happy. Yes, they will have the rewards, a lot of them, of this world. I watched that stupid wrestler, The Rock, on one of the Saturday Night Live things, and he said that talking about all this stuff has changed his life. And he said, "Hail Satan." And the American public will eat that kind of stuff up. They will watch that stuff. Watch his movies. When he's a Satanist. And they won't think anything's wrong with it. Oh well. What kind of seeds are being sown in their field? What kind of harvest are they going to have? The seeds of complacency. What does Yahshua Messiah say about complacency? If you're neither cold nor hot, but lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. Blech. You're either for him or you're against him. You sit on that fence. You sit on that fence and you're just, oh, well, I'll wait and see. You're running out of time to wait and see. That's my message mainly almost all the time. You're running out of time. You can't stay on that fence. You just can't. You're going to be destroyed. If you're not either or, you're going to be numbered among the goats. He's going to spew you out. He won't want you. And those that deny him before mankind, Adamkind, he will deny before the Father, and they will be cast into the lake of fire along with the devil and his angels. And this is painful to us. Oh, man, you know. I got family members that don't believe. Yeah. Yeah. I know, and it doesn't make you love them any less. It just makes us feel pain when we see people that we love go down that wrong path. All we can do there is pray for them. We can't shove it down their throats. Because the harder we try, the more they're going to resist. They dig their heels in stubbornness and pride. We need to remember that no one comes to the Father unless the Father draws him. And we need to accept the concept, as unpleasant as it may seem to us, that there are people, maybe some that we love, that Yahweh does not want. We are told the deception by the Judeo-Christian churches that Yahweh loves everybody, when it says clearly in the Bible that he does not. He has caused plagues among Israel. He has caused the earth to open up and swallow a whole family. Caused a whole family to be burned in the Valley of Achor due to direct defiance of Yahweh's command. He is a God of love, but he's also a God of justice, and he's a God of wrath. They don't teach that wrath and justice in the Judeo-Christian churches because it would scare the contributors away from their business. And that's what it is. They are sowing the seeds of money, which is hay and stubble. And what happens to hay and stubble when fire hits it, it's burned up. But you put your treasures in heaven, where there's no moths to eat it up. It won't rust or dust or decay. It's eternal and will be waiting for you. And what are your treasures? Is your faith in Yahweh and your faith in Yeshua and your testimony to others. If they reject it, that's their rejection. They're not rejecting you. They're rejecting Yahweh. When Samuel prayed to Yahweh and said they want a king, Yahweh said, give them a king. It is not you that they are rejecting. They are rejecting me. That holds true today. When people reject the word, they're not rejecting the one speaking the word. They are rejecting the giver of the word, which is Yahweh. People exercise the option to hit the off button sometimes when I hit a little too close to a nerve. Okay. You turn my show off. Okay, what does that do to me? That does nothing to me because somebody else is out there hearing this word and believing on the word because the Holy Spirit is speaking to that person and they come over off that fence into the camp of Yahweh, into eternal life. I don't give that eternal life. Yahweh gives that eternal life. I'm a hammer or a saw or some kind of a tool. I'm a tool that Yahweh uses to build his kingdom. I am a creation of him, not the creator. I am his servant, not the master. And I speak these words out of love for my fellow Israelites that are sitting on that fence because somebody thought enough to tell me the truth. Now it's my turn to pass it on. Reject sin of this world and come over into righteousness and eternal life through Yeshua, the only begotten Son of Yahweh, Elohim of Israel. And I say amen and amen on that. I'm coming down the end of the show. I'll talk to you next week on Wake Up Call on the 15th of June. May Yahweh bless and keep you. May you be a good witness to your brothers and sisters out there that need to hear the word from your mouth, because the Holy Spirit will move you to tell them the truth that saves. And the saving truth is Yeshua is our risen Redeemer. Praise Yahweh and Shalom Aleichem to all of you.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. 2, 3, 4.